Welcome to this edition of Buy Hold Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one website for expert investment analysis. Buy Hold Sell is a weekly show where two fund managers share their views on a selection of listed companies in their area of expertise. Buyers and sellers are what make the market, and you'll find that our guests don't always agree on the stocks being covered. Hit the subscribe button on your podcast player to be the first to receive new episodes each week. If there are stocks you'd like our guests to discuss, let us know by leaving a comment in the review segment. Remember, the views expressed in this show are not recommendations to invest. You should seek appropriate investment advice before making any investment decisions. And of course, please read the disclaimer in the show's notes. Let's get into the show.
Welcome to Livewire's Buy, Hold, Sell. I'm Ali Selby, and today we'll be putting the portfolios of the world's most famous investors on the chopping block. We'll be taking a look at three of the top holdings from Warren Buffett and three of Cathie Wood's top stocks. And to do that, we're joined by Michael Frazis from Frazis Capital and Heath Beneke from Hold On. First up, we're going to take a look at some of Cathie Wood's top stocks. We've got Tesla, which truly needs no introduction. Its share price has risen around 825% over the past 18 months. Michael, I might start on you. Is it a buy, hold, or sell?
This is a long-term hold for us. We're extremely optimistic and about the prospects of the company. There's been a huge multiple increase. So if you think about that gain over the last 2 years, it was so explosive. You know, the EV EBITDA multiple went from 15 times to 60 times. If you look at EV sales, it's probably 3 times to 12 times. I don't think that's going to happen again, but very optimistic about the long term. So it's definitely a hold.
Heath, over to you. It's currently trading on a PE of around 228 times. Is it a buy, hold, or sell for you?
Yeah, look, for us, Ali, this is Tesla still a buy. So we're actually about to release a 130-page report on this, where we've actually gone through to talk about the transformation of energy, which is really, you know, when you think about it, it's probably one of the largest conversations, if not the largest conversation on the planet, and they're leading the charge. So he's going to continue to execute at scale like we've never seen before. So we're very optimistic, notwithstanding the rally he's actually had.
Okay, next up we have Coinbase Global, which is a global cryptocurrency exchange. Heath, I'll stay on you. Is it a buy, hold, or sell?
Yeah, another one in our portfolio. So this is a buy for us. So Coinbase has really got the trust in the space around onboarding those who are particularly focused on Web3 and crypto. So we think there's a big bright future. The listings really helped with the public profile. And we're going to probably see the first sort of Google, Facebook of the internet, of potentially of the internet of value. So we think this is a very exciting time.
Michael, over to you. It has around 68 million users and it recently reported around $2 billion in second quarter revenue. Is it a buy, hold, or sell for you?
This is definitely a buy for us. I mean, it's one of the fastest growing, cheapest companies in indices at the moment. And I think there's real advantage to the fact that they're the most trusted. You know, if you're setting up a fund or you just want to make sure your crypto holdings are somewhere where they're most secure, Coinbase has by far become the preferred counterparty. They'll be the biggest and best, and they'll be able to maintain that as well.
Next up, we have a company which has recently made headlines down under. It's Square. I'll stay on you, Michael. Is it a buy, hold, or sell?
Look, this is a sell for us. You know, we've been long-term shareholders, but we have been reducing it. So I have to kind of stay aligned to what we're actually doing in the market. The reason for that is they've done a major acquisition. It's dilutive on an EV sales basis or EV gross profit basis. Acquisitions of this size and scale are extremely difficult to execute. There's a question mark over that. And I think over coming quarters, it'll be increasingly clear that this has been a very dilutive acquisition. So for those reasons, we are selling down our position just a little bit, but we will remain long-term shareholders.
Okay, Heath, over to you. It has a market cap of around $119 billion and is currently trading on a forward PE of around 132 times. Is it a buy, hold, or sell?
Yeah, for us, Ali, look, we're Afterpay shareholders. We recently actually sold that position in the portfolio. And this is for us as a hold. We're doing the work at the moment. We share Michael's concerns around the indigestion when it comes to a major acquisition. like Afterpay, but we're really trying to really doing a lot of work to understand what the integrated proposition could solve. It looks exciting, could happen, but we'll just see.
Moving on to some of the Oracle of Omaha's picks. First up, we have his biggest holding and one of the biggest companies in the world. Actually, I think it's the biggest company in the world. It's Apple. It has a whopping $2.4 trillion valuation, trading on a forward PE of around 26 times. So Heath, staying on you, is it a buy, hold or sell?
Hold for us. We think Apple's a great company, got a great future. The transformation that's going on to subscription-based service revenue is game-changing. You see that. But it's big. It's a very big company and it needs some big game-changing things to actually help get those earnings going along. So for us as a whole.
Michael, over to you. I think Warren Buffett's position in it is worth around $130 billion. Is it a buy, hold or sell for you?
Look, for us, it's probably a sell. I mean, I was shareholders of Apple, you know, almost 10 years ago, held for quite a long time. In the last 3 years, sales have basically been flat. Most of the price increase, and it has been a phenomenal price increase, has been multiple appreciation, you know, going from 7x EBITDA, which was insanely cheap for the quality of the company, you know, to 20x. I don't think that will happen again. And I think if you want the exposure to Apple, you're probably better off just getting it through the NASDAQ 100.
Next up, we have one of the world's most recognizable brands. It's Coca-Cola. Michael, staying on you, is it a buy, hold or sell?
Look, our framework of a true love and explosive growth would have been like perfect for Coca-Cola many, many years ago. Like now it's clearly post-growth, it's flat, it's 20x EBITDA. And also it's got the headwind of, you know, people don't really want sugary drinks. And of course they're going to buy new things and launch new products and try and stay on trend. But it's clearly post-growth and there's still risk in equities. You know, this company still dropped 35-40% in March 2020. So if you're going to take the equity risk, I think you need to be in faster growing companies with higher return opportunities. So sell.
It actually underperformed the S&P 500 over the past 12 months. I think it returned around 8%. Heath, over to you. Is it a buy, hold or sell?
Coca-Cola is a sell. Like we see this as being, it's very typical, a lot of companies out there, ex-growth, anything also gearing up the balance sheet pretty significantly over the last decade. If you look at EPS, has gone nowhere. Dividend payout ratios have gone up very substantially. And this is all in the face of changing consumer preferences. So it's very indicative of like an old world company that, as you know, Michael's indicating, went through a very strong growth phase many years ago, but the game has really changed quite significantly in that way. It's like a bond proxy. A lot of people actually look at it that way, which we think is even a risk in that regard in terms of sustainability around some of the dividends that they're actually paying out.
Last but not least, we have another of Buffett's top bets. It's Bank of America. Its share price has surprisingly risen around 80% over the past 12 months. Heath, it's the last one for you. Is it a buy, hold or sell?
Sell. Every bank in the world is a sell. As we saw here in March 2020, how the bank sector was down very markedly. And there's, you know, the banks have got exceedingly large challenges going forward. So this to me is clear. Buffett picked this up pretty cheaply, bailed out the bank in many ways and got a great deal. But it is very, very hard. It's a very difficult future ahead.
As Heath mentioned there, there's likely to be a difficult future ahead for many of the banks of the world. Michael, over to you. Is it a buy, hold or sell?
For us to sell. I mean, I was looking at, you know, its performance of the last 10 years. It's been a strong performer, but I guess 10 years ago was 2011. So a couple of years after the GFC. So it kind of makes sense. And if you look at what drove that, the price to book ratio went from 0.25 times to 1.25 times. So effectively went up 5 times and that was most of the return. So even though it has been a strong performer in the past, you know, it's going to be very hard for them to continue to grow. If you're going to take those significant equity risks, which you are in financials, then I think you need to be in higher returning opportunities.
Well, it seems our fundies aren't the biggest fans of Buffett's major bets, but we'd love to know what you think. Let us know what stocks you like the most from this episode in the comments section below. And remember to give this episode a like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're adding new content every week.
Thanks for listening to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one source of expert investment analysis. Register for free at livewiremarkets.com to discover more exclusive investing articles, videos, and podcasts.